What is up,
DGAFS?
Oh, this episode
brings us back.
Back to the
Throwback Thursday. We're recording this on Thursday, actually.
You get it on Friday.
You get it on Friday, but Throwback Thursday to the fad diet days.
Oh, if you don't know what a fad diet is, basically, it's any quick fix.
Any quick fix that sucks and you want to kill people when you're on it.
Yep. So Lauren and I did a lot of them.
Lots.
Lots and lots and lots. We talked about, I don't know, four or five during this one.
And we also want to preface, like, we did mention an actual company, and by no means are we bashing this company. It probably, I mean, I would assume it works for lots of people because it's huge.
It's a very,
it's super popular.
Very successful company.
We are not bashing it. Congrats if it's working for you and you're doing a great job and you're super healthy, but we're just speaking from our experience.
It did not work for me.
Did not work, but that's all I wanted to say so we don't get any hate.
Right.
Threatening to kill us.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know people are strong about,
I know,
about some things.
That is true.
Okay.
So we wanted to record this episode because we want you to know where we started. Because I think a lot of times, you know, you listen to our podcast or you follow us on Instagram and you think that we've always had our shit together. And the truth is that we have not.
No, we've had a long road and it took us a while to get to the point we are. And we do talk about how there wasn't like a magical switch that a lot of people think there were. It was kind of like intertwined with our effed up days.
Yep.
And it just morphed into this. And we kind of get into more of how that happened. But we want to preface that like there wasn't some magic pill. There wasn't some magic aha thing. It was more of like we had to baby step and transition and really educate ourselves.
Yep. And it really is just developing consistency.
Yes.
And I think I do. We didn't mention this in the episode, but I think it's good to talk about one way that I really got my life together was I gave myself a 3-day rule with my workouts. So, and honestly, I did not focus a whole lot on nutrition. I focused on my workouts first. And I think if you are in no kind of routine whatsoever, that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
I gave myself a 3-day rule. So that meant every 3 days I had to get a workout in. I wasn't allowed to take off 3 days in a row because for me, that was when I spiraled out of control and I would take months off.
Yes.
So every third day I started working out, and eventually over time, I mean, it took months, and over time it got to the point where it was second nature. And
mm-hmm.
now I work out every single day. I mean, some days it's stretching, some days it's
right,
yoga,
right.
Some days it's heavy cardio. Like, it's different stuff every day, but it's such a part of my life and my routine now because I developed that consistency.
And I think that's where I started with workouts too. Cause when I talk to girls, they're like, did you really start with the whole package, like nutrition and workouts? No, I did start with workouts and I eased into them cause I was postpartum. And I will say every day that I work out, I want to make healthier food choices.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost stemmed into me wanting to learn more about nutrition because I had those endorphins going from my exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk a little bit more about how we kind of got into the more healthier mindset. But for now, if you are listening to this episode and you want to tag us in your stories, because you definitely should, because we're going to shout you out.
We will.
Take a screenshot and tag us. I'm at @LaurenMayer_fitness.
And I'm at @FitWith_JennaLocke. And I would be curious to hear what fad diets you've done.
Yes, tell us.
This might be kind of fun. So
yeah.
Shout us out, tag us, let us know. We'll share you in our stories and
we'll go from there.
Go from there. So.
And don't forget to rate us and review us. So on the podcast app, if you're listening on your phone or if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or whatever, there's a way to rate and review us. It's like our little tip jar.
Mm-hmm.
So just go there, write us a review. And we would greatly appreciate that. That's what gets our podcast out to more ears. So you listening is unbelievable, but rating and review us shoots this out to so many more women who need to hear this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And get their lives healthier.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Welcome to the Demand Growth Act Fearlessly podcast, brought to you by Lauren Mayer
and Jenna Lockhart.
You guys, we are just two average girls who realized that the only way to truly live an exceptional life was to fight through our fears and never give up on our dreams.
So when you hang with us, you're going to hear it all. The good.
The bad.
The
ugly.
And everything in between. As our loyal listeners, you're going to be known as a DGA effer. Like, don't give a
bleep.
or get it. Oh, but really, we want you to think about this because you're one of two types.
You're either a DGAFer who doesn't realize the importance of living a life of growth or change.
Or you're a DGAFer who doesn't give a bleep what it takes to reach your goals.
Our hope is that we can turn you into the latter
if you're not already there. Today's topic is near and dear to our hearts.
Both of us struggled.
Fad diets.
Oh, the fads. And you know what's funny? I put a poll on my Instagram stories not too long ago, and I asked people if they knew what a fad diet was, and some people said no.
Really?
So we might need to define what that is first.
Okay. So when I think of fad diet, I think of quick fix.
Yes.
Anything that's like marketed for you to lose fat, lose weight, gain
in
muscle.
A short amount of time.
Very short.
And like it has some type of like expiration date.
Yeah.
Like type deal.
Lose 20 pounds by next week.
Yeah, like this is a 3-week program where you're going to lose X amount of pounds, and then there's like nothing to follow after that. There's no lesson in how to keep it going. There's no, it's usually kind of extreme too. So you're feeling maybe deprived, or it's like totally out of the ordinary of what a normal human would be doing eating.
Well, and it would totally not be sustainable for life.
Right.
At all. In any way, shape, or form.
That's a fad diet.
That's a fad diet.
So if you're sitting here thinking, oh, yeah, I've done some of those before. Or maybe you're currently doing one, or maybe you saw one on Instagram or on social media and you thought about maybe signing up because the results look so great. Don't.
Please don't.
We did for a long time.
We're going to tell you why. We're going to give you our fad dieting history. And what we want you to take away from this is not to do a fad diet. Instead, you need to find something sustainable that you can do forever.
Yes.
For the rest of your life. So think right now, if you are on some kind of plan, some kind of weight loss regimen, is it something you can do forever and be happy about it?
Not just feel like you're about to pass out of starvation or pissed off because you're hungry.
Yes.
That kind of deal.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to preface this with, if you need help getting into a routine, you need to find us on Instagram and send us a message because we are not doing fad diets. We are working on healthy lifestyles.
Yes.
Promoting that. So I'm at fitwith_JennaLock.
And I'm at Lauren_Mayer_fitness. I like almost forgot my Instagram.
Yeah, that's it. That is correct. Okay. So let's dive in to our history with some fad diets.
Okay. How about we bing back and forth? Like you go tell us one that you did and then I'll tell them one I did.
Okay. I want to start off with, this was like right after high school, I want to say. I did the cayenne pepper diet.
That sounds terrible.
Where I honestly don't even think you eat till dinner. Like, and when you do eat, it's like one ridiculously small meal.
I wouldn't murder anyone in my path.
Oh, my mom and I tried to do it together and it was horrible. It was like cayenne pepper, organic maple syrup. I forget what else is in it. You could Google it.
Lemon juice.
Don't try it, but you can Google it and look it up. I swear it's a legit thing. And you literally like are supposed to cleanse yourself without eating or drinking any calories. It's just like cayenne pepper.
Oh.
And it's miserable. Like it's spicy and it makes you like coat your throat.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's just setting you up to be angry and.
Mm-hmm.
And what would that would do to me, because this has happened to me in the past, is maybe the first day I'd survive. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe yep. The first day I would survive. Next day, I would like try to start it off and I'd be so pissed off. I would just binge the F out of food. I'd be like, screw this.
Yeah.
I'm getting Pizza Hut. I'm done. I'm pissed off.
That's exactly how I am on fad diets too, because then you're so mad at yourself for not being able to stick to it that you feel like a failure. So you just go and eat whatever you want, everything that you want,
everything.
Or everything that you think that you want, because really your brain doesn't know what the hell you're doing to it because it's missing nutrients galore because you haven't given it anything sustainable in the last however many days.
Yeah. So I have some weird experiences with fad diet. I don't even know if this was like a diet. I mean, I did try like one time this Beyonce like cleanse, like that she does. Who even knows if this is even true? It was kind of similar to your cayenne pepper thing. It was like you drank some drink that she made you make with like Tabasco and like all this awful stuff that you put together, and you're supposed to carry it around all day and just drink it. You're not supposed to eat anything.
Okay.
Like not, you're not eating a thing.
Wow.
Just do that for like a couple days. And yeah, I lasted probably like a couple hours because drink was so disgusting. I'm like, there's literally no way anyone does this.
And I think when you do a fad diet like that, you don't focus on anything else.
No, you're just focusing on you're hungry.
You are obsessed.
Yeah.
And you just think about food way more often than you would if you were just living your normal life.
Well, I just think it's like we talk to people all the time on social media, and I don't even remember the person who said this, but somebody did. And they said they tried some their hospital put them on a liquid diet. Who was that? It was somebody I was talking to. Oh, yeah,
you were just talking to someone about
this. And they were like, you know, my doctor, I went to the hospital or whatever. I don't really know if I'm saying this right, but they got put on a liquid diet to lose weight, whatever. And I mean, long story short, the girl was really funny. She's like, and what do you think happened? It didn't work.
Imagine
she's like,
I
was raging mad all day. It didn't work. Once we got off of it, we just like ate back to what we were. We gained all of our weight back plus more. And it's funny because, you know, I won't say who it is, obviously, but like I had talked to her prior to, you know, signing up with us, doing the nutrition, and she was kind of like, no, no, no. And then she tried this liquid diet thing, and it's just funny how she came back to me. She was like, so you were right.
Yeah.
So it didn't work.
That is a good point with fad dieting too. Most of the time, if not all the time, you're going to maybe lose weight during the whole process, but you're going to end up gaining everything back plus maybe more.
Yes. And I think there was, I remember hearing, I don't know if this was a joke or not, but there was somebody said there was some type of like ice cream diet that was out there where you only ate ice cream and it was like supposed to help you lose weight, which sounds freaking ridiculous. The cabbage soup diet.
Right.
I've actually talked to somebody on Instagram about this, and she was planning on doing it because I guess her sister had success with it. And I was like, no, don't do it. Don't go down that rabbit hole. Don't do it. She's like, you know, we get to eat cabbage soup for like a week, and then we transfer to potato soup. And I'm like,
no.
Do you plan on eating soup for the rest of your
life? Forever.
No. Nobody wants to do that.
So I did Weight Watchers, and I, before y'all come at me like Weight Watchers is great, it might work for some people. I am not bashing the program whatsoever. Right. It didn't work for me. So I'm going to tell you my experience with it. If it works for you, by all means, stick with it. But I did Weight Watchers with my mom, and I just remember being like so excited on weigh-in day. And to the point where I wouldn't eat all day.
My God.
Okay. So on weigh-in day, we weighed in on Tuesday afternoons, Tuesday nights at like 5. And we wouldn't eat all day. We would eat like wouldn't drink water because we wanted everything.
You wanted no weight to be added.
No weight. Nothing in my body.
No bladder. I can't have anything in my bladder. I got to dry it up.
Nothing.
Shrivel this body up.
Like take my shoes off. I would pick out my clothes based on.
To be like lightweight.
Yeah.
That's so hysterical.
And I would show up with my little tracker and weigh in front of everyone. And I would be so excited for like a loss of 0.2 pounds. And now I weigh myself, I mean, not very often, to be honest with you, because I really do not rely on the scale at all.
Right.
You guys, I can gain 5 pounds in the same day. And that is just your body holding on to water, just depending on like everything that you're eating. It is not actually like you're gaining 5 pounds of fat.
And also being a girl, I mean, when you're on your period, that is huge. I gained probably like 3 to 5 pounds when I'm on my period, just solely because your body's holding on to things. It's doing a bunch of crazy stuff inside. So you're bound to fluctuate.
Yes.
And weather sometimes has a thing. Like if it's super hot out and stuff, like sometimes you can swell up. You ever feel your fingers get really fat and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So anyway, so I would be so excited that it was like -2 pounds and then, or 0.2 pounds, excuse me.
-2.
We'd come home. We'd come home and my mom and I would eat everything because we had like just lost weight. So we were going to reward ourselves with food. So that's where my mindset was back in those days. Was not a good situation whatsoever. And I had no clue that I was eating healthy, like I, or like what healthy eating was, because I was in my points range. I thought it was healthy. So
she showed me one of her tracking things and I was dying laughing. Cause didn't you eat like a brownie for like almost every meal?
I had 6 brownies in the same day. I actually talk about this on my, on my Instagram stories. If you go to the highlights, I have like my stories saved and I show you my tracker. I'm not even shitting you. It has brownie batter smeared on it.
It does. I saw it. I witnessed this. I saw it with my own eyes. I was like, Jenna.
I had 6 brownies. I don't even remember. I think I had cauliflower for dinner. I had like vegetables all day and brownies.
And brownies.
And I was in my points range. So I was like, I'm on track.
I'm on track. I'm just eating 6 brownies a day.
And then I did like Pilates and something else because I wanted to like burn off the brownies.
So you can have more points.
So I can have more brownies. Like it was the most ridiculous mindset I've ever seen. And here was my breaking point with Weight Watchers. And this is, I mean, Weight Watchers changes their program so often. So I don't even know what it's like right now.
It could be different.
This was back when I was in high school. Right. So again, please don't think I'm bashing the whole program because I would never really do that. It's just, like I said, not good for
me. Her experience wasn't good.
I went to a meeting and they were talking about carrots. This was my favorite meeting. Like looking back, this is hysterical. So we're talking about carrots in this meeting. And the woman who was leading the meeting was like, okay, well, if you have raw carrots, they're 0 points. I'm like, great, because I can eat carrots all day. All damn day. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
And then she goes, when you cook the carrots, it's 2 points for cooked carrots. And I was like, and you guys know me, I'm like, wait a minute. Like a carrot.
Is a carrot.
Is a carrot. That's a freaking carrot. And
did she say what you cooked it in?
No, it's because the sugars come out when you cook it.
Okay.
So it like is processed differently by your body, the way that their program was back then. And I was like, this is BS. Like this is crazy. If I want to eat a carrot, I'm going to eat it cooked. I'm going to eat it raw. A freaking carrot is a carrot. Like I went nuts. And finally, I mean, I was like screwing with this girl's meeting. She wasn't really happy with me. And finally she looked at me and she goes, listen, I don't think you're in Weight Watchers because you ate too many cooked carrots.
Oh my God. No, she did not.
Totally. And I was like, you're right. You're right.
I'm not wait a minute.
Yeah. I've never had a cooked carrot in my life. Actually, I was just pissed that it was a thing.
Right.
But like,
that's kind of funny.
It was so funny. I'm like, touche, you win. You're right. Okay.
Oh my. She's like, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, you're right. Because if cooked carrots were the problem.
No.
It was not.
Well, I had a
Oreos
a
little, were the problem.
Right. And brownies. I had an issue with.
And brownies.
So this is not funny. But like, so in high school, I tried Weight Watchers too in high school. My mom was doing it actually. And we won't get into all of this, but I feel like growing up, I think our parents were raised around like a weird thing where like diets were very common with women.
Yes.
I think it was like advertised a lot. Like, I mean, it is now, but I think they're trying to lean more towards like actual healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our parents were so exposed, especially the women, to like be stick thin, smoke cigarettes and don't eat. Like, I feel like they were in that stage of their, like that frame. So my mom was always doing like random stuff, like diets, like South Beach, Weight Watchers, like constantly my mom was on a new diet.
We have all those same books at our house.
Yes.
Too. Yep.
And my mom always worked out, which working out's good. But like, I was around a lot of diet talk. And nothing against my mom or anything like that. I mean, I think that's just what she was like told, was like, get on these diets to get whatever. So I was kind of used to that. So my mom was doing Weight Watchers. So I'm like in high school, I'm like, I kind of think I want to do Weight Watchers because I want to be a Barbie and I want to be 100 pounds,
right.
You know, like something stupid like that. So I started doing Weight Watchers, but then I got very obsessed because I have that personality.
Me too.
Where I can get very obsessed with things, like to the point where that's literally all I think about, whatever. So when I did Weight Watchers, I was the opposite of you. I only ate vegetables, chicken, and fish. That was it. I wouldn't eat anything else. That is it.
Wow.
And so, and that's all I would eat. I would only let myself have like maybe an apple, and then it would be like broccoli and salmon and chicken. wouldn't allow myself to have anything else.
Yeah, I was totally opposite because I would literally calculate the points on every 100 calorie pack of everything, and I lived off of them and lean cuisines. It was
version isn't healthy either, though.
No,
it's like, not. Yeah, my food choices were healthier than your food choices, but I also wasn't getting any carbohydrates. I wasn't getting any good healthy fats. I was just eating. And most of the time I would eat raw vegetables because, you know, I was a kid. I wasn't about to cook stuff. So I would just eat raw vegetables, have a piece of chicken or a piece of like celery and strawberries. I'd like bring that for lunch. Like that's all I would eat. Well, I was so exhausted to the point where I remember my friends asking me to go out with them like after a football game and go hang out or whatever at their friend's house. And I refused to go to the football game first off because I was so tired. I like couldn't go. Wow. And so I'm like, well, maybe I'll meet you guys up after the football game. And they're like, okay. And so I remember my friend calling me and saying, we're going to our friend Tyler's house and like there's gonna be food and stuff there. And the fact that she told me there was gonna be food, like we're gonna eat there and stuff. I was like, I'm not going.
Right.
I can't go.
I can't
go. Because I was like, I don't know what they're going to have there. I can only eat vegetables. I can only eat lean proteins. Like, I can't go. So I didn't go to the football game because I was too tired. I didn't go to the kid's house because there was going to be food there and I was afraid to eat it. So that's when my eating disorder started.
Yep. Well, I was the same way with being afraid of food.
Yeah.
And it was a total mindset thing. I was so scared of like family parties, family events.
Oh, terrified.
Holidays, terrified because I knew there'd be so much food there. And in my mind, I was telling myself I was out of control. So then when I got there, I was out of control.
Yes.
And I would not eat anything in preparation for it. And then I'd get there and I would like try to ignore it. But it was all I could focus on. I was not focused on the people or like
it consumes you.
Yeah. And then it would end in a binge every time. Or if I didn't eat at the party, I would get home and binge.
Right. Well, I started binging once I knew I had an eating disorder, which is weird because I think some people, they say I don't know. I knew I had one. Like I knew it. I told my mom, I remember going to my mom, I'm like, something's wrong with me. Like I can't control these thoughts. I can't control this. And it's not good. And I don't know how to fix it. Like I don't know what to do. And I feel like the people I kind of told didn't like brush it off, but they didn't take it as serious as they probably should have. Because they're like, oh, you're fine. Just stop eating like that. And I'm just like, I like can't. I literally cannot. So I think I don't really know what my turning point was when I was younger. I think I just kind of like had to force myself to eat and it killed me. And for a long time, it really had a huge effect on me. But then I think once I got to college and just was like drunk all the time, I like didn't care.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know. That's what got me. But that sounds terrible.
No, but that's how I was too. I mean, you guys, I'm not joking when I tell you I lived off of Natty Light and chicken fingers in college.
Yeah. We would go to McDonald's every time after we got hammered. And just eat Big Macs and fries.
Yeah, we would get, we went to Rosie's. It's on Kent State's campus. And they served food until 3 a.m. So we would go and we would buy, it was like a grocery store too. So we would buy cheese in a can and a thing of crackers.
Oh my God.
And we didn't buy Natty Light at Rosie's. We got that illegally from somewhere.
Right.
But we would go back to the dorms and we would drink Natty Light and eat cheese out of a can with crackers.
See, I would get bagel bites all the time from the little store in our dorm. And I would always have those in my freezer and I would just eat those with hot sauce on them like constantly. But we had a place like that too. I'd get onion rings, chicken fingers, and ranch. And that's what I would eat like every day. So how did we turn it around?
I have one more good one first. Okay. So you can see really how bad this was. Actually, I have two. Okay. So one I did not follow through with. We'll start with that. This was before spring break in college. We were going to Panama City. I kid you not. I had gained so much weight that year. I was so embarrassed to go because, you know, I started working out like 2 weeks before spring break. Like that was going to do anything because I worked out for like 4 hours a day. Ridiculous.
Right.
We literally looked up this place where they cleanse your colon to like get everything out of your body and you're supposed to lose like 15 pounds immediately.
Oh my God.
Cause they literally like shoot things through your colon to like get all the,
like, so you poop.
Like the, yeah.
Yeah.
But they get all the stuff that's like built up in your colon out.
Yeah.
There's literally places that did that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So yeah. That was the worst one. We did not actually do it, by the way. We like talked ourselves out of it. Thank God. But one I did do was on my own. I can't even believe that I'm telling you guys this. I did the saltwater cleanse.
Oh my God.
Does basically the same thing. If you've ever taken a dog to the beach and you watch them drink salt water.
And then they barf?
No, they shit they themselves.
Poop. Or barf.
I mean, or barf. Or barf. That's very true. They literally shit themselves because, like, your body is not meant to deal with salt water.
Right.
So that was the salt water cleanse. You literally drank, I think it was like 100 ounces of warm water.
With salt.
With like a cup of salt diluted in it. I don't know. It was a lot of salt. And you had to drink it in like a certain time period and then just wait to like shit yourself all day. And then you were like cleansed and you felt skinny because you weren't bloated. I did that.
Oh my good God.
Several times. So wherever you are at right now, those of you listening, in your journey with fitness, nutrition, mindset, health, all of it, like please remember where we started.
Yes.
And I promise you, you can turn around whatever you're in right now too.
And so some tips on how to do that is, and it's kind of hard because it was such a, like a process. Like it wasn't like, oh, you know, this is the number one tip that you need to do. And then you're going to be perfectly fine tomorrow. Like
No. It
was a process. And I think it had a lot to do with just education. So like really diving into like, I don't know, podcasts. And we have a nutrition program where we have like an actual nutritionist who walks you through the grocery store and nutrition labels and calories don't freaking matter. Let's look at the ingredients. Let's look at sugar, make sure it's not loaded with sugar. Like when I finally learned what something healthy was, because I mean, for a while, like I used to think Cheez-Its were healthy and the baked Lay's chips were healthy. Like,
I mean, well, Cheez-Its are made with real cheese.
But I would get duped by all that health claims on the front of like package stuff.
Yep.
I'd be like, well, they said, you know, it's baked Lay's. So I'm gonna eat the whole bag of baked Lay's.
Right.
Like that's no big deal.
I was the same way.
So when I finally got educated, and not saying you have to go to college and take a nutrition course and all of that, but once we finally got like the information and knew what it does to your body and then actually tried it and experimented with eating whole foods, you start feeling the difference, which that's what motivates you to continually keep going.
Right.
So it's hard to say what the switch was.
Well,
like the magical switch.
Well,
it all blends.
It does blend. And that's what I was going to say is when I mean, I did Weight Watchers for so long, I probably did counted points on Weight Watchers for a solid 12 years, to be honest with you. I mean, on and off, but for the most part, like it was so ingrained in my head that I couldn't stop my mind from calculating points on things.
Yeah.
And when I first started doing the nutrition plan that Lauren's talking about that we're both certified in now, when I first started doing that and focusing on real foods, I was still so stuck in my mindset of Weight Watchers that for over a year, I followed this plan and we use portion control containers that like help kind of train your brain to realize how much of each food group you need. I would do that, but I would also calculate the points and track it both ways because I could not let that go.
Yeah, it was hard for you to let. And then you finally saw that the results from the portion. So you're like, I don't need to track these points anymore. So it might take something like that. Like if you are used to eating a certain way, and I just did a call with a girl the other day, and I mean, I will say her diet is not the best, but we went through everything and we're just going to baby step her into reducing her carb amounts, not taking them away because we don't believe in that, but like she was overeating on carbs and not healthy carbs. And so just even digging into like, what's your biggest issue? Let's kind of cut back on that or fix this or that, not do the whole revamp. Because I think a lot of fad diets is, hey, however you're eating before, you're going to completely stop doing that and you're going to completely start doing this.
And that doesn't work.
And that does not work. You need that smooth transition period. Like if you don't eat vegetables and your plan that we would put you on says you need to eat 5 servings of vegetables a day, you ain't gonna do that.
No.
If you went from 0 vegetables to 5, like, I'm sorry, if I were working with somebody, I would say, okay, look, this is what you're supposed to have for your body, your weight, your physical activity. However, how you have eaten for the past, I don't know how many years, has been none. Right. So we're going to start with one serving of vegetables for maybe a week and let's see how it goes.
Yep.
And then if you can do that, let's try two. So that's kind of what we do on our end.
And that's what I love about this is, I mean, anybody who signs up with us, they get both of us for an entire year.
Yes.
And I love that because it's not like, oh, okay, well, you're going to sign up for a month and then we'll see where you're at. No, you're signing up for a whole year.
Working with us for an entire year.
And I mean, imagine where you'd be after a year.
Yeah. And we're willing to work at any pace too. So if you're sitting here listening and you're doing the fad diet, you're doing those kind of things and you're sick and freaking tired of it, contact us. Seriously, yeah. Contact us, get into our communities, get involved. Learn how to do this the right way. We'll transition with you. We'll teach you how to baby step into it. And I promise you, you'll feel 8 million times better.
Definitely. And I mean, I'm at the point now where when I do try to eat an Oreo or ice cream or something that isn't like a normal part of my diet, it used to be a normal part of my diet. It doesn't even taste good. Like I don't even want it anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you would have asked me 3 years ago, if I would ever be to that point, I would have thought you were insane.
Yeah. And like, sometimes, I mean, I just had ice cream today, but I don't need a ton of it. Like I wanted some ice cream. I wanted the s'mores, whatever. And I think that's what's great about our yes. plan is that I know what a portion size looks like. And I know if I'm going to get a treat, why do I need a large?
Right.
Like I got the junior size. That's what I didn't even know. I told the guy, I go, get me the smallest size you have. I just want the little taste. I just want the little taste in my mouth and I'm fine.
And well, and years ago, 3 years ago, I would have been sitting here like, I want more ice cream. I want more ice cream. Yeah. I want more ice cream. That's all I would have thought about. And I had two bites of Lauren's. Haven't thought about it since.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's just normal.
I just ate it, threw it away, and on to the next thing in my life.
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't even a thought.
No. And I used to look at people who could do that like they were aliens.
Like robots.
Aliens. Like,
yeah.
How? Who are you?
Who? All right, guys, we got to get out of here because we're at a coffee shop and there's about to be a group coming in like a couple minutes.
They're kicking us out.
We got to get going.
Okay, till next time.
Bye.
See you later.